comes your way at 8:17 as well. Still two more chances to win. You're going to have your chance to, you know, get that code word to win your way into the Calgary Stampeders VIP night out. This is a fantastic prize pack. That comes up just before 9 o'clock as well. In the next hour, another chance for you to win your way in to check out what I'm saying is the biggest concert of the Calgary Stampede Concert Series 2025. The Queen of Country Music, Shania Twain. You got to listen for a chance to win tickets.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Tony King, mainly sunny and 11 at 8 o'clock. Parliament returns today in Ottawa. The first order of business will be for newly elected MPs to vote by secret ballot to decide who will become the next Speaker of the House of Commons. The Speaker plays an important role in keeping the legislature functioning smoothly. The job also comes with significant perks, including a $309,000 annual salary, a driver, and an official residence in Gatineau Park. Coming up, support for the monarchy appears to be growing in Canada, but first, QR Calgary helicopter traffic.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Yeah, big heads up through the northeast end of the city, Deerfoot Trail and McKnight Boulevard. We've got a collision. Now, this is actually going to be on the exit from southbound Deerfoot to eastbound McKnight Boulevard. So right underneath the overpass, we've got police on scene kind of tucked off onto the right side. So you're just squeezing by on the left. It is backing things up onto Deerfoot Trail. And actually out of the northeast, you are going to see delays on southbound Deerfoot, starting around at the Airport Trail out of the northeast and right through the construction zone. Also on Deerfoot Trail out of the southeast, at Deerfoot at Barlow Trail. Getting reports of a collision in the northbound lanes. We're going to get eyes on it. And then checking up on McLeod Trail, that's still running pretty smoothly if that's your route in towards downtown. Out of the southwest, you've got stop-and-go traffic on Glenmore eastbound from 37th Street to 14th Street. The glare is going to be quite intense this morning, so you want to keep that in mind. Make sure you pack your sunglasses. And out of the northeast end of the city, 32nd Avenue and 12th Street, we've got a collision in the westbound and left lanes. Keep right. It's a five-minute delay. At Specsavers, when you buy two pairs from $149, you can get free polarized lenses in your second pair for a limited time. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca. From the QR Calgary Traffic Helicopter, I'm Brandy Warren.
A new Ipsos poll for Global News suggests Canadians appear to be more supportive of the monarchy. Ahead of today's visit by King Charles and Queen Camilla, 66% of respondents say the monarchy helps differentiate Canada from the United States. That's an increase of 12% from a year and a half ago. But Daryl Bricker with Ipsos says that's due more to relations with the U.S., not increased approval ratings for the king.
King Charles is in the low 40s and his mother was in the low 80s. She was one of the most popular people whenever we went out and did surveys. King Charles ranks well below just about every other major we asked about. The only one who ranks below him is Queen Camilla.
The poll also found that younger Canadians and immigrants are more likely to question the monarchy's relevance, often linking it to colonialism and slavery. Canada Post says its parcel shipping volumes are down 50% from this time a year ago as uncertainty about a work stoppage holds back orders. The Crown Corporation and the union were back at the bargaining table on the weekend, hoping to settle a long-standing dispute over wages and other prospective changes aimed at keeping the struggling postal service afloat. Canada Post says it's reviewing the union's answer to its latest offer received yesterday and will respond in short order. Concerned citizens held an open house in Bowness yesterday looking to drum up support in a bid to recall two local MLAs. They're targeting Calgary Bow MLA Dimitrios Nicolaides and Calgary Northwest MLA Rajan Sani. Organizer Jenny Yeremy says the UCP government is not listening to Albertans.
The coal mining, for example, that's our government is potentially exposing us to an obscene amount of lawsuits. The healthcare scandal, which is over a $614 million problem, education, obviously, that's why we're focused on these areas. We are the only province that funds charter schools.
Organizers need to collect over 14,000 signatures on petitions in each riding in order to force recall votes. Wildfire crews have been dealing with an out-of-control blaze east of Jasper National Park. The 70-hectare fire is burning southeast of Hinton near Mercole. An emergency alert last night warned nearby residents to prepare for possible evacuation. Another fire west of Jasper National Park near Yellowhead Lake, BC, is under control. Parks Canada says there are no fires currently burning within the park, but the fire danger is high. Last summer, a wildfire destroyed 350 homes and businesses in the Jasper town site. In sports, the defending champion Florida Panthers can sweep visiting Carolina tonight with a win in Game 4 of the NHL's Eastern Conference Final. If they advance, the Panthers will be in the final for the third straight year. The Edmonton Oilers have taken the lead in their Western Conference Final after a 6-1 win over Dallas yesterday. The Oilers are up 2-1, Game 4 tomorrow night in Edmonton. The Toronto Blue Jays got swept in Tampa Bay on the weekend, including being crushed 13-0 in a sweltering hot day game yesterday. The Jays open a 3-game series against the Rangers in Arlington, Texas today. In the NBA last night, the New York Knicks had a 106-100 win over Indiana, but Indiana still leads that series 2-1. Breaking news when it happens, our next scheduled news at 8:30. I'm Tony King.
The Knee Clinic is Alberta's only private knee clinic, and they'll have your knee issue assessed within days. Call 403-457-KNEE or visit kneeclinic.ca.
Good morning. I'm Leslie Horton with Global News. Hope you enjoyed yesterday. More of the same, at least this morning. And then this afternoon, some more cloud moves in. Chance of showers or some thunderstorms. A high this afternoon of 26. Much the same overnight with the partly cloudy sky. A chance of showers or thunderstorms, 10 degrees. And then sunshine tomorrow, 24 and 20-something for the rest of the week. That is your SkyTracker weather forecast.
And to adjust my glasses, it's 14 degrees now in the city of Calgary and mainly sunny. What a great start. Weather is brought to you by the Children's Hospital Lottery. Your chance to win over $2 million in prizes while making an impact for kids in Alberta. Get your tickets at childrenshospitallottery.ca, license 730858.
No morning is complete without the right brew, and you found it right here on QR Calgary 770. Now back to the new Morning Brew with Andrew Schultz.
8:07 on your Monday morning. Yes, the Morning Brew. Thank you for taking us along for the ride. And that reminder, QRCalgary.com is our online home. Chance to find out what's happening here at the radio station. You can stream us live anywhere. Just look for that Listen Live tab. And, of course, the Contests tab at the top. You'll be using that a little later when we give you the code word for the Stamps VIP Night Out, plus more goodies and more chances to win at QRCalgary.com. All right, 8:07. And some Liberal MPs want the power to review their leader, just in case things go sideways with Prime Minister Mark Carney. They say that's the result of what happened under Justin Trudeau, and they don't want a repeat. The process ahead and how this could look? Well, we've got some answers this morning from Alex Marland, a professor at Acadia University who specializes in political party discipline. Good morning to you, Professor. Thank you for taking the time with us.
Good morning.
I'm kind of shocked. I mean, in place now, is there any recourse, you know, when it comes to a leadership review? I was kind of surprised to hear this. Is there absolutely nothing right now, Alex?
There isn't for the Liberal caucus. In some breaking news, there's reports out that yesterday Liberal MPs voted against the power for them to be the ones to decide whether or not to hold a leadership review, as well as some other elements. So what happens is there's something called the Reform Act. It was brought forward. It took effect as of the 2015 Canadian election. Mm-hmm. And what happens is the first caucus meeting, so the first meeting of all MPs with a political party, they're required to vote on several provisions, whether they want to empower themselves for this particular parliament. And so Liberal MPs under Justin Trudeau, when they met in 2015, 2019, and 2021, they all voted against this. They didn't want the power to be able to get rid of the leader. And they did so again with Mark Carney. They said, we don't want to have that power. We will leave it up to the leader to decide when that person is ready to do so.
So is that the end of discussion, Alex? Because it seemed to come fairly quickly, or could there be a more robust discussion as we move on further down the road?
Nope, that's it. They have one vote, and that's it. So you saw, for example, the struggle that Liberal MPs had to get rid of Justin Trudeau when he was really unpopular. There was really nothing they could do but really work through the media. We had Chrystia Freeland's letter go out on social media on the day of her fall economic statement. And so that's it. The Liberals are stuck with this. I mean, the reason they do it is because they don't want to show Mark Carney that they disapprove of him. I mean, he's just turned them around and made all sorts of positive things happen for the Liberal Party. So they don't want anybody to think that they don't support him. But on the other hand, the Conservatives have supported this act. And so what's happened is we saw that's how they ended up getting rid of leader Erin O'Toole after the 2021 election. And Pierre Poilievre is on notice because Conservative MPs did empower themselves to be able to launch a leadership review should they choose to do so.
I'm just looking at the optics surrounding this, Professor Marland, in the sense that would it not look almost better for Prime Minister Carney to say, I support this, just to show that, you know, not only does he have confidence in the job that he is planning on doing for Canadians, but at the same time opens up almost more transparency in a democracy, you know, to say that, you know, not only are we, the people, you know, possible of having opinions, but MPs within his own caucus.
I go even further than that, and I'd say it'd be a good thing, because then you'd be also be able to say, look, all the power should not go through leaders in our system. We know that's a problem, whether it's at the federal level or the provincial level. But on the other hand, you could say, well, maybe it's a good idea that he didn't say anything, because it really shouldn't be the leader trying to tell the caucus what to do one way or another. So as far as I know, he didn't say anything. He didn't say very much publicly, other than he said it's the law of the land and it's up to caucus to decide.
Interesting. I want to ask you this, since we've got you on the line, because it's a big deal with the new House Speaker about to be installed and, you know, put into place. We talk a lot about the House Speaker, and I didn't understand the full significance in how important this role is. How would you underscore the importance of this role through your eyes?
Well, you know, whether it's in the House of Commons or provincial legislature, the Speaker matters because that's the person who tries to encourage decorum and tries to keep debate moving along. I think why there's maybe a little more at stake here is simply because of how close the Liberals are to having a majority government. So if it ends up being a Liberal MP, you know, previously it was a Liberal MP, and that wouldn't be unusual in a minority government circumstance. It means one less person who is on the government side of the House to attend caucus meetings and to normally vote with the governing party. Now, the Speaker can and does vote, but the usual way that the Speaker votes is it's only in the event of a tie, and they try to keep, the expression is they try to keep the debate going. So they don't try to cast a decisive vote. But if it does come down to it and the Speaker does need to cast a deciding vote, they will do so in favor of the party that they were elected with.
Okay, so more or less quarterbacking or driving the bus to keep things moving versus kind of stalemating around every corner. Does that make sense?
Yeah, pretty much. And one of the things that's really happened was it used to be years ago, you know, before the 1980s, that the Speaker was simply appointed by the Premier or the Prime Minister, depending on the legislature. Now it's done by secret ballot. And what that does is it takes away a lot of power from the Prime Minister to essentially say, I'm going to reward this person and put this person in. It also opens it up. We don't know for sure who's going to end up being the Speaker. I mean, if you look at the votes being cast today, the Liberals do not have a majority of the vote. So even if all Liberal MPs want somebody, all the other parties, well, there'll have to be somebody coming to the other parties to support that person. But, you know, the smart money is on Greg Fergus going back into that position.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see, and we'll be here for it on the sidelines watching. Appreciate your time and your clarity this morning, Alex, because it's a very tumultuous time in our nation. Appreciate it.
All right. My pleasure.
Thank you. Alex Marland is a professor at Acadia University who specializes in political party discipline. If you have the discipline and you're hanging out with us until 9 o'clock, you will be rewarded. Well, potentially, because you're going to have to, you know, work for it. Your chance to kind of sing for your supper. And what I'm getting at is Shania Twain, the number one name so far, the Calgary Stampede Concert Series. She's coming to town on July 5th. You'll have the opportunity to complete the lyric, win your way into Shania Twain. As well, just after 8:30 this morning, this is interesting. We talk a lot about those GLP-1 drugs. Those are the Ozempics and the Wegovys, intended for diabetes. We found out that the unintended consequence is weight loss, famously, and that's why the drug is flying off the shelves. But now, could these GLP-1s prevent cancer? We'll get the details from an expert coming up just after 8:30 this morning. Fascinating stuff as far as I'm concerned. And weather-wise, fascinating or just enjoyable? It's your choice. I guess if you want to avoid doing yard work, you have no excuses, as I really see only really one chance of instability down the next handful of days. That's this afternoon, but the temperature's really taking off. After yesterday's high of 25 degrees, we'll top out at 26 gorgeous degrees this afternoon. And with that, we'll see sunny breaks for the majority of the day. Then late day, 60% chance of showers and the risk of a thunder shower. That carries us into the evening, then partly cloudy overnight, low temperature cooling to 10. Sun cloud mix up to 24 on Tuesday, and then mainly sunny on Wednesday, our forecast high 27. Currently mainly sunny and 14 degrees in the city. It's time now for a check on helicopter traffic.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Pretty heavy volume now on your major routes around the city as we get going this Monday. And we're also dealing with glare for the eastbound drive, so that'll be adding some extra stress to major routes like Glenmore Trail over the reservoir. Deerfoot Trail out of the northeast at McKnight Boulevard. We've got an incident on the exit from southbound Deerfoot to eastbound McKnight Boulevard. You're squeezing over to the left to get past emergency crews on scene for this one. Deerfoot Trail out of the northeast, you're seeing delays starting around Airport Trail. Coming out of the southeast, Deerfoot Trail and Barlow Trail, we had reports of a collision in the northbound lanes. It looks like it's been cleared away. Still pretty busy, though, as you continue up Deerfoot up towards the Anderson Road construction zone. Also through the northeast, 32nd Avenue at 12th Street, collision in the westbound left lanes. Keep over to the right. It's about a five-minute delay. And a couple of issues out of the southeast. Manhattan Road at 42nd Avenue, we've got a collision in the northbound right shoulder. And also 162nd Avenue at Shawville Way, right by the Shaughnessy Shopping Center. A signal issue. We've got train arms stuck down. So there are going to be detours in the area. Thankfully, not causing a major delay. It looks like there's quite a few options down there for you. NYX makes unbelievably comfy bras and underwear that prevent period leaks. Talk about game-changing. Shop their Mission or Market Mall stores for everything NYX. From the QR Calgary Traffic Helicopter, I'm Brandy Warren.
Watch the greatest names in golf compete in our own backyard. The Rogers Charity Classic returns to Canyon Meadows Golf and Country Club August 11th to 17th. Get your tickets now or visit qrcalgary.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets. The Rogers Charity Classic goes beyond world-class golf. It also has raised more than $137 million for over 290 children and youth charities across Alberta. For tickets and more info, visit rogerscharityclassic.com, proudly supported by QR Calgary.
And now, here's Wade Kozak of CIBC Wood Gundy on securing your investments.
The Kozak Financial Group's income-oriented approach is geared towards ensuring your financial future is safe and secure. For almost 30 years, we've been providing Albertans with expert and consistent investment advice. You've worked hard for your wealth. We'll work just as hard to ensure your financial legacy lasts for years to come. Our dedicated team would be more than happy to offer a consultation. Reach out via our website, kozakfinancialgroup.ca, or by calling us at 403-260-0568.
The Kozak Financial Group, for valued retirement and personal financial advice, legacy planning, and business succession.
CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC, a member of CIPF, an investment industry regulatory organization of Canada. Wade Kozak is an investment advisor and portfolio manager for CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. If you're currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor.
You put your glasses in the dishwasher, they don't come out clean, so you wash them again, and again, and again. What's going on? It's not you, it's your hard water. The Kinetico Home Water System from Trail Appliances can help. Not only will your dishes come out cleaner, your clothes will stay whiter, your hair will be softer, and you'll extend the life of your water-using appliances. Kinetico helps you take care of your water, so it can take care of you. Go to trailappliances.com or visit in-store for savings and promotional offers.
Ladies, does the idea of sneezing get you, nervous?
Oh, seriously?
Dynamic Health introduces high-intensity focused electromagnetic technology for those with a weakened pelvic floor from childbirth or menopause. It's a non-surgical, non-invasive treatment that can help restore neuromuscular control, so things like urinary incontinence and intimate health are under your control. To learn more if HIFEM is right for you, visit dynamichealthstudio.ca.
Cupboards Express. Shop over 1,000 styles and get your custom cupboards in as little as 2 weeks. Stop by their showroom at 2020 32nd Ave Northeast or visit CupboardsExpress.com.
Morning Brew is brought to you by Cupboards Express. Shop over 1,000 styles and get your custom cupboards in as little as 2 weeks. Visit CupboardsExpress.com.
819, 14 degrees, mainly clear in the city of Calgary. Thank you for joining us on your Monday edition of the Morning Brew, Monday, May 26th. Times are tough as far as making those ends meet, and it seems like every turn of the corner, putting groceries on the table, kids' activities, they want to play soccer, gas in the car. And we know that when you're having trouble making ends meet, there's kind of one of two paths. Watch your dollars and where they're going, and buy those off-brand products, leave things to the wayside, or make more money. But when it comes to housing, you can't, find the cheaper options all the time. And the price is the price. And the bottom line is housing is expensive. Well, our next guest said he's got a solution to the housing crisis in our nation and one that everyone can get behind, but it's a big claim. We say good morning to Jake Fuss, analyst at the Fraser Institute. How you doing, Jake?
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me on. I'm doing great.
Thank you for being here. Well, it's easy to say, like I gave the comparison there, I can buy maybe the off-brand mayonnaise or we can eat out less in our house when it comes to saving some extra bucks. Not always easy to make more money, but you're saying if Canadians made more money, that would be the key to the current housing crisis. Not a snap of the fingers, though, Jake. How could we make something like this happen?
No, exactly. It's not snap of the fingers. This is going to be a long-term solution that we ultimately need to this problem, because right now what we're having is home prices are rising much faster than incomes for Canadians. So really we need a two-pronged approach where we're building significantly more homes to stabilize prices over the long run, while at the same time we have, government policies that actually grow the economy and boost wages and incomes for Canadians. So it's really those two aspects that we need. This is not an easy thing. We simply need, better government policies that incentivize more investment in the economy. We need less regulation in certain areas that speed up projects and other things as well, not only in the energy industry, but in other industries across Canada. And we ultimately need a lower tax burden as well to generate that investment and boost those wages in the long run.
Okay, to stop it right there, Jake, when you say, we talk about tax breaks, but whenever I hear government getting involved, I think it's going to cost more tax dollars out of my pocket to perhaps implement programs like these, Jake. So is there a disconnect there?
No, I think that's a good point. I mean, ultimately, the real thing that we need from the housing policy in Canada right now is for government to get out of the way. So there's a lot of restrictions that governments place actually on home building, whether that's zoning laws, long permit wait times, developer fees and taxes. All of these things make building homes more expensive. And those costs are ultimately passed on to consumers. And the same thing when we're talking about growing the economy. In many cases, the government is actually getting in the way of us growing the economy and boosting wages by putting up more regulatory barriers, by having a high tax burden. So this isn't about government spending more money. It's simply about them getting out of the way, removing those restrictions to allow for more home building and to allow for that income growth in the long run, too.
But also, you mentioned this is kind of two-pronged, and correct me if I'm wrong. The fact is that we need to build many more houses, and then, of course, we need some support from the government to help bring up our wages as Canadians, not necessarily getting a new job, but bringing up what we bring home each month. I used the snap of the fingers phrase earlier, and when it comes to building more homes, we're hearing that the industry is eager, but they simply don't have enough workers at this point. So how do we address something like that? Because that's going to be a bit of a mountain to climb.
That certainly is a big challenge too, and I think that's something that hasn't been talked about a whole lot, is that we, our construction workforce hasn't grown substantially over the last number of decades. So even if we want to double the number of homes that we're building every year, we simply don't have the workers to make that happen right now. So I think it's going to be important for the federal government to change some of the immigration policies that we have, particularly to incentivize, prioritizing skilled trade workers in the immigration policies, so we have more workers to build those homes as well, because that's something that we desperately need more of, is more construction workers, more people in skilled trades working on these homes, because governments can talk all they want about building more homes. But at the end of the day, if we don't actually have the workers to help us do that, it's going to make it exceedingly difficult in the coming years to actually meet that challenge of meeting housing affordability challenges here.
Just before I let you go, how far off the mark is our wage growth, maybe compared to other areas? Are we really, I know it's all comparative, different nations, for example, maybe different regions of the country, but how far behind are we, do you think?
Well, in 2022, which is the latest year we have data available, the typical worker in our highest wage province, which is Alberta, earned less than the typical worker in a low-wage U.S. state like Mississippi and West Virginia. And from 2014 to 2024, when we look at indicators of incomes and living standards, they grew basically only by 2% over that decade in Canada, whereas they grew by almost 20% in the United States. So there's a big difference between Canada versus other countries when we're looking at income growth, mm-hmm. and that's a big problem right now. We're going to need much faster growth in incomes.
Interesting topic and timely. Thank you so much for joining us, Jake. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Thank you. Jake Fuss, an analyst at the Fraser Institute. You can find out more about his organization online at FraserInstitute.org.
Marty Jones for North Star Ford. Our commitment is simple. Any deal you're offered, regardless of brand. We will beat it if we get the opportunity, and if we can't and you buy elsewhere, you get $500. When we prove it to you, here's what you get at North Star Ford that our competition cannot match. 7 day a week come to your house mobile service. The largest parts inventory in Canada that is also open 7 days a week. The best pricing with the most convenient parts and service hours in the country. Who says unicorns don't exist? Only at North Star Ford.
When you book your complimentary in-home consultation with Cousins Windows and Doors, you get more than just a couple of measurements and a price. You get access to a team with nearly 50 years of knowledge and experience on your side. You get locally manufactured products and a dedicated team of craftsmen installers. And when it all comes together, you get a kind of quality that can only be spelled COSSINS. Book your complimentary in-home consultation today at CousinsWindowsAndDoors.com.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Ariane tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the Limited Inventory Sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
A spectacular showcase of Calgary's multiculturalism returns. Get your tickets now for Global Fest 2025. This August, join in on the celebration and enjoy an unforgettable experience filled with vibrant cultures, delicious flavors from around the world, live performances, spectacular fireworks, and more. Make sure to check out the new pavilions, new food trucks, and new games. Global Fest is proud to welcome Malaysia, our newest Pyromusical Fireworks International guest team. Tickets are now available. For more information and to buy your tickets, visit globalfest.ca. Nestled in the Currie community, the Davenport House is modern, luxury living surrounded by vibrant parks and scenic pathways. No more worrying about the details. Spend your time enjoying social connections with so many amenities like badminton and pickleball court with fitness classes to keep sharp and active. Upgrade to the finest retirement you dreamed of. The Davenport House and opening soon, the Alexandria House at the campus of Currie Green. Book your tour at curriegreen.ca.
Support local and have great looking trees. Here's Jeremy from Open Canopy Tree Company.
Jeremy here, and we're getting ready for our busy season at Open Canopy Tree Company. With warmer weather on the way, now is the time to book your pruning or removal projects before the wait list starts to grow. Take care of your trees now, and your yard will be ready to enjoy all summer long.
Celebrating 10 years of tree care, Open Canopy Tree Company, internationally certified arborist for Calgary's trees. Book today at opencanopytree.com.
Your local Curis Pharmacy is a leading provider of compounded medications in Calgary. Compounded medications are prepared specifically for the needs of patients and can include medications for children or those with allergies. All Curis Pharmacies offer direct billing to insurance providers for all prescriptions, including compounded medications. If you'd like more information or would like to speak to one of our pharmacists to better understand, we'd love to help. C-U-R-I-S. Curis. A pharmacy like no other. Get in touch at CurisPharmacy.ca.
Coming up to 8:29 on your Monday morning, May 26th. Oh, Where did the month go? This has been a crazy time. Things are just flying by. And by the way, when I say things have been flying by, I've been following the Calgary Stampeders preseason games. Fantastic results, I think, anyway. And in fact, we did see some incredible stuff over the weekend, some fireworks. Are you getting hyped up and excited for the new Calgary Stampeders season? If you are like me, you'll want to have a chance to win your way into the Calgary Stampeders VIP night out. It is the regular season home opener, June 7th. Your chance to win a four-pack of tickets and some exclusive goodies. That comes your way before 9 with the code word as well. Just around the corner in about 6 minutes. First, it came out the gate to help those folks living with diabetes. We found out you could lose weight. Scientifically proven to lose weight on the GLP-1 drugs. Now, one more claim. Could the GLP drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic help prevent cancer? An incredible claim. We'll dig into that in 6 minutes.
This is Global News. I'm Tony King. It's mainly sunny and 14 at 8:30. King Charles and Queen Camilla arrive in the nation's capital about 2.5 hours from now for a brief two-day visit, culminating with the King officially opening Parliament tomorrow. The trip starts out today with the King and Queen visiting a farmer's market at Lansdowne Park before the King drops the puck on a road hockey game. Reporter Sarah Ritchie says there will be more formal events this afternoon.
They will meet with the Prime Minister, Mark Carney. They'll meet with the Governor General, Mary Simon. And then there's a ceremony happening in the afternoon on Monday at Rideau Hall, which will swear in Queen Camilla as a member of the King's Privy Council in Canada. So that just formalizes her title as one of his advisors about Canada.
When the King reads the throne speech tomorrow, he'll become just the second member of the royal family to do so after his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, read it in 1957 and again in 1977. QR Calgary will carry tomorrow's throne speech live. Coming up, an effort launched to recall two Calgary MLAs, but first, QR Calgary helicopter traffic.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Fair dry roads. A lot of glare, though, for the eastbound drive. So you want to keep that in mind. Still seeing quite a bit of volume on Deerfoot Trail in the usual spots out of the northeast and southeast. Although, in the northeast, at Deerfoot Trail and McKnight Boulevard, still watching out for an incident coming off southbound Deerfoot to eastbound McKnight Boulevard. You're squeezing over to the left to get past it. Right now, we're still seeing backup stretching to about Beddington Trail. Also out of the northeast, 32nd Avenue and 12th Street, watching out for a collision in the westbound left lanes. Keep over to the right. It's about a five-minute delay. Down south by the Shaughnessy Shopping Center, 162nd Avenue at Shawville Way, we have train arms down. So watching out for detours around that one. And then also out of the southwest, we're still seeing some slowdowns on Glenmore eastbound from Crowchild towards 14th Street. Don't miss the VIP deadline midnight Friday. Win a Land Rover Defender or choose $120,000. Buy now. CalgaryMountainHomeLottery.com. Play responsibly, 18+. From the QR Calgary Traffic Helicopter, I'm Brandy Warren.
A group of concerned citizens met in Bowness yesterday trying to drum up support for recall petitions for MLAs Dimitrios Nikolaidis and Rajan Sani. Jenny Yeremy is the organizer of the Calgary Bow recall campaign.
The reason why we chose these two ride-ins were for a couple of reasons. Number one, these are people that have supported everything that this government has done. And number two, this is about our kids. These are the education ministers. One of them was the advanced education minister, but we haven't forgotten that. But yeah, we're starting there.
Yeremy says the group needs over 14,000 signatures in each riding in order to force a recall vote. The province will announce plans for restrictions on school libraries today. Education and Child Care Minister Dimitrios Nikolaidis holds a news conference at 11 this morning to announce action that the government says it will take to ensure that school library materials are age appropriate. A judge has approved a $500 million settlement in a class action lawsuit that accused Loblaw Companies and its parent company, George Weston, of engaging in a bread price-fixing scheme. Ontario Judge Ed Morgan called the settlement fair and in the best interest of class members. 78% of the settlement funds will be allocated to residents in Canada outside of Quebec. More than 20% will wind up with people in Quebec. Those eligible for a piece of the money had to have bought packaged bread for personal use or for resale between January 2001 and December 2021. Uncertainty over a work stoppage is being blamed for a 50% drop in parcel shipping volumes year over year at Canada Post. The Post Office and the Canadian Union of Postal Workers were back at the bargaining table on the weekend. The Crown Corporation says it's reviewing the union's answer to its latest offer. Canada Post continues to warn of delays in mail delivery while the union bans overtime. A year after fire destroyed a third of the homes and businesses in the Jasper town site, crews have been busy east and west of the park on the weekend. A 70-hectare out-of-control fire is burning southeast of Hinton to the east of Jasper National Park, and an emergency alert last night warned nearby residents in Mercold to be prepared for possible evacuation. Meanwhile, another fire that broke out Saturday outside the West Park boundary near Yellowhead Lake, BC, is now under control. There are no fires burning inside Jasper National Park at the moment, but Parks Canada says the fire danger is high. In sports, the Edmonton Oilers have taken a 2-1 series lead in their third-round NHL playoff series. The Oilers dumped the Dallas Stars 6-1 in Edmonton yesterday. Game 4 of the Western Conference Final will be played in Edmonton tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the defending champion Florida Panthers can get to the final for the third straight year with a win over visiting Carolina tonight. The Toronto Blue Jays were outscored 19-2 in three games against Tampa on the weekend. They travel to Arlington today to open a three-game set against the Texas Rangers. In the NBA last night, the New York Knicks had a 106-100 win over Indiana, but the Knicks are still trailing 2-1. Breaking news when it happens, our next scheduled news at 9 o'clock. I'm Tony King.
Want more global news? Get national and local news plus 24-hour live streams absolutely free on the new Global TV app. Download now, stream anytime.
Good morning, I'm Leslie Horton with Global News. How'd you enjoy that weekend? Today, more sunshine this morning than this afternoon, a mixture of sun and cloud. Chance of some showers and some thunderstorms. The wind out of the west at 30 to 60 kilometers per hour. A high of 26, partly cloudy overnight, 10 degrees, and then a streak of sunshine right through to the end of the week. That is your SkyTracker weather forecast.
And at 8:36, 14 degrees,
and then a streak of sunshine right through to the end of the week. That is your SkyTracker weather forecast.
And at 8:36, 14 degrees and mainly sunny. What a great start to the day. Weather is brought to you by Red Arrow Motor Coach. Travel Alberta in comfort with routes to Fort McMurray, Lethbridge, and Banff. Visit redarrow.ca.
To the new Morning Brew on Cure Calgary 770.
All right, 8:37 on your Monday morning. Monday, May 26th. Thank you for spending some time here on the all-new Morning Brew. I find this next topic completely fascinating. And as we continue to learn more about the topic at hand here and the products, more to the point, drugs at hand here, again, it just seems like the story never ends. Popular weight loss drugs could do more than help with diabetes. They, of course, could also prevent cancer. That's the claim that has come out, and the findings, you know, seem to have some promise, but not everybody is convinced. I was mentioning earlier that these GLP-1 drugs almost have taken over the title of aspirin when they called aspirin back in, well, the early 1900s, the wonder drug that can work wonders. Now we've got these GLP-1s, but are they all stacked up to be as promoted? Well, to get some insight, we're joined this morning by Dr. Ernest Hawk of MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. And the recent study that points to cancer prevention, he was not involved with the study, but is here to comment on it for us. Good morning to you, Dr. Hawk.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Good to have you on the program. Now, we have to, you know, give a caveat here and explain the connection and why they do say that it could maybe prevent cancer. This is when these drugs are used to deal with diabetes, right? That's their claim?
Yeah, these drugs were developed for two purposes, really, at the moment. The first is to treat diabetes, and the second is to help with weight loss in individuals. And, of course, there are now some 13 different forms of cancer that are strongly associated with being overweight or obese as adults. And so that's why this question was raised.
Okay, so the question is raised. Can you see the correlation? And what do you think of the information that you've seen from these surveys and, of course, these trials that have been done?
Yeah, well, the study that we're talking about involves some 170,000 patient records drawn from 40-some different medical companies. And what they did was a retrospective analysis, looking backward at individuals who took GLP-1 inhibitors or, drugs like Wegovy, Ozempic, versus other forms of treatment. And what they identified was among those who took the GLP-1 agonist, a 7% reduction in obesity-related cancer incidence and an 8% reduction in overall mortality in individuals who took those drugs versus others. But, of course, it is an observational study just looking at what people did rather than comparing them in any experimental manner. And so it identified an association between the use of these drugs and improvements in these cancer outcomes. But it's not clear yet whether that association is truly causal or if it was due to, some other effect.
So can I connect the dots here, Dr. Hawke, in the sense that this is the way I'm gathering this? Because somebody is carrying around extra weight, a lot of extra weight, and being classified as obese, we do know that obesity and being overweight can be a contributing factor to cancer. The fact that this battles the weight does lower that chance of cancer, the same way that if I decide to go on a regimen and control my diet and do physical activity, I will lower my weight and lower my chances of cancer. Is that a correct correlation?
Well, hopefully. We don't yet know that these drugs work as well as diet and physical activity, but that's the question that's at hand, really, by this study.
Is that the interesting time that we live in, Dr. Hawke, when we find an unintended consequence of a drug that does have, some consequences that a lot of people are interested in, but we don't know enough about, 10 years down the line of people being on these drugs?
Yeah, that's exactly right. In this study, for example, patients were only followed for 3 or 4 years. So it's kind of surprising to find any impact against cancer, over that short interval. It's almost as though the use of these drugs was treating a cancer. But indeed, they reduced the incidence or development of cancer. And so they seem to be working early on if indeed this association is true.
I'm just wondering what kind of a knee-jerk reaction you've seen in your business working at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. When a headline like this comes out, are you flooded with inquiries from patients?
Fortunately, no, because I think most people realize that this is just an association study, and so it really has no substantive implications for either patients or providers who care for patients at this point. What it does is highlight for scientists areas worth further investigation, likely through experimental trials where we randomize patients to either use these drugs for this indication or not.
Interesting times and interesting topic. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Hawke. Appreciate it.
Yes, nice to be with you. Bye-bye. Yeah,
thank you. Dr. Ernest Hawke of MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, who was not involved in the study. You can find out more about his organization at mdanderson.org. All right, another check on business from the Popowich Carmelli Advisory Group, CIBC Wood Gundy. And at the business desk on a Monday, Rob Geary. How you doing this hour, Rob?
Good, Andy. How are you?
Good, good. You've got your eye this morning on land lease prices in Alberta. We're going to get to the numbers you're seeing in a second. What about the numbers this hour on the markets?
Yeah, you got it. Well, the U.S. market is closed for Memorial Day holiday, but TSX still currently up 158 points to 26,038. Oil down 19 cents to 61.34. Nat gas down 6 cents to 3.27. Canadian dollar up 5 basis points now to 72.82. And gold down 27 bucks to 33.66 an ounce.
All right, you're looking at land leases in Alberta and the prices. Are they going up or are they going down? What are you noticing?
Yeah, they're going down. This is a report that just came out here over the weekend, and I think this is an interesting one because this is essentially the rent that the drillers are paying to develop new land lease in here in Alberta, especially in the oil sands, is what we're talking about. And the average was down to $771 a hectare. This is the average. There's definitely higher in certain areas that are more desirable. But the reason is Trans Mountain expansion last year, everyone wanted a piece. Everyone wanted to come in and get those leases because there was more capacity. Now that's kind of the boom is come off. Oil price is now at four-year lows. OPEC Plus is producing a heck of a lot more. And so, you know, with tariffs and everything going on and those prices being low, there's a lot less demand for new leases. But when you're not looking for new and the prices are down, you produce more. So it's not a horrible story. It's more of a, we're going to produce the good stuff that we have.
Interesting. Appreciate the update there, Rob. And we'll catch up tomorrow. Have a great Monday.
Yeah, you too, Andy.
Hey, just looking at the clock, 8:45. That means we've got 15 minutes to not only give you the code word to win your way into the Calgary Stampeders VIP night out. That'll come up before 9 as well. Your chance to win your way in to check out Shania Twain, July 5th at the Dome. Stay close for that. Weather-wise, oh, yeah, really something for everybody in the short term. Down that long-term forecast, ooh. Temperatures in the 20s, reaching close to 30 by the back edge of the work week. Just got to get through today. Today's the only day we really could see some instability. Starting things off very mild, and we'll see sunny breaks majority of the morning into the early afternoon. And then there's that chance, about a 60% chance of showers and the risk of a thunderstorm. Wouldn't be shocked to see some severity with that daytime heat up to 26 degrees. That could be the spark, folks. Just be careful out there. At 26, we'll lose that moisture feed into the overnight period. Low temperature on the slide to 10 degrees. Looks like partly cloudy conditions overnight. Sun cloud mix on Tuesday as we pop to 24 gorgeous degrees. Mainly sunny and up to 27 on Wednesday. Time now for a check on helicopter traffic.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Well, things are winding down for the most part on your major routes around the city. We've still got some slowdowns on Deerfoot Trail through the northeast and southeast as you head through the construction zones. Actually, out of the northeast, Deerfoot Trail and McKnight Boulevard, we had an incident actually coming off southbound Deerfoot onto eastbound McKnight. Was a collision. It is almost cleared away. Police are on scene helping out. One of the drivers getting picked up by another vehicle, so that one should be actually cleared in the next few minutes or so. Also, out of the southeast, northbound Deerfoot, you're still slow from Douglasdale Boulevard up towards Anderson Road through that construction zone. McLeod Trail moving well out of the southwest. Sarcee Trail is moving well. We're still seeing some slowdowns on Glenmore Trail eastbound from 37th Street out towards 14th Street. Just volume and mixed in with that sun. Also out of the northeast, 32nd Avenue and 12th Street, watching out for a collision in the westbound left lane. Tow trucks are on scene. At Specsavers, when you buy two pairs from $149, you can get free polarized lenses in your second pair. For a limited time, conditions apply. See specsavers.ca. From the QR Calgary Traffic Helicopter, I'm Brandy Warren.
Hey Calgary, Shaman here, and I'm CEO at Hope Street Property Management. If you've ever thought about renting out your house, give me a shout, because now is a great time. The market's hot, and we have hundreds of pre-qualified tenants looking for great rental homes just like yours. Check out hopestreet.ca to learn more or for your free online rental evaluation.
Hope Street, helping busy homeowners manage their rentals and become armchair landlords who sleep easy.
hopestreet.ca.
Hi, Andrew Schultz here. It's spring, or as I call it, Jiffy season, which means there's so much to do around my home. As if I don't have enough on my plate, my washing machine decided to quit mid-cycle. I opened the Jiffy app, and within seconds, I was paired with Mike, who showed up that day and had it fixed in no time. And when it comes to my spring to-do list, Jiffy is my go-to. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code QR25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Hey Dad, did you know when a village comes together, we can do amazing things?
Oh yeah?
Yeah, like helping families have a safe place to stay and letting kids like me just be kids.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about In From the Cold. We learned about it at school. They're matching donations until June 8th.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Maybe a little. We should donate.
You're a pretty smart kid, you know that?
Yeah. I know. So can we? I've got allowance money.
All right, let's do it.
A village can open doors for families facing homelessness. Visit avillagecan.ca to donate today. Doesn't that sound lovely?
I don't hear anything.
You can't hear the birds over there? Maybe it's time to visit Calgary Hearing Aid and Audiology. With my new hearing aids, I'm hearing sounds I didn't realize I was missing.
You wear hearing aids? I didn't even notice.
I know. I always forget I'm wearing them, too.
Spring for better hearing with Calgary Hearing Aid and Audiology. Book a hearing test now, and they'll make you feel comfortable and taken care of. Book today at calgaryhearingaid.ca.
Wellings is open and ready to serve you. Introducing Care Freedom Living at the Wellings of Calgary, a new community for adults over 55. Enjoy modern conveniences, then add restaurant service, underground parking, and a concierge. Then just outside your door, shopping, hiking, cycling, and breathtaking views. Discover how Care Freedom Living at Wellings is changing the way our members choose to live. Uncover more at wellingsofcalgary.com and visit us 120 Na'a Crescent Southwest to unlock your early move-in incentives.
QR Calgary is dedicated to keeping Albertans talking and providing opportunities for our listeners to connect to those making the decisions impacting their daily lives. Have your voice heard and ask your questions this Saturday during Your Province, Your Premier with Premier Danielle Smith. Live, on air, taking your calls, addressing your concerns, and providing the answers Albertans like you want to know. Your Province, Your Premier this Saturday at 10 a.m. only on QR Calgary.
Morning Brew is brought to you by Cupboards Express. Shop over 1,000 styles and get your custom cupboards in as little as 2 weeks. Visit cupboardsexpress.com.
8:50. Wow. Almost brought us back a few hours. I'm sorry if I disturbed you like that. It's almost 10 to 9 on your Monday. Monday, May 26th, and that glorious start is mentioned. Already 14 degrees and mainly sunny. Going to be sunny on July 5th. I know that for a fact because July 5th is when Shania Twain, the queen of country, comes to town. Well, actually, she will be here technically a day earlier because she will be parade marshal for the Calgary Stampede. And then July 5th, taking the stage at the Dome for the Calgary Stampede concert series. You want to check it out? We're going to make it easy for you today because it is a Monday. I know we all made it through the weekend and now tackling that new work week. So what we're going to do is send us your first name, your last name, and your email address, as well as your favorite Shania Twain song. More obscure, the better, but it has to be a Shania Twain song. If you send in the title of a Shania Twain song and your pertinent information, we will go through it. And I'm looking for, let's go with Texter 30 this morning. Texter 30 to 403-974-8255. That's 403-974-8255. All I need is your pertinent information and the name of your favorite Shania Twain song. And if you're Texter number 30, you'll be checking out the big Shania Twain concert. July 5th, part of the Calgary Stampede concert. Concert series, maybe some more chances to win this week, a little birdie told me. You just got to be listening to the all-new Morning Brew for those details. Speaking of listening, we talked about that incredible run that they had in the preseason. Your Calgary Stampeders, I'm looking forward to. And not exactly a new look, Calgary Stampeders football squad, but a tweaked up, a revved up version. And you could see the fruits of their labor for their home opener on June 7th. I'm talking so much July, but Stampeders football, the regular season, just around the corner. And June 7th, you're going to be in the stands at McMahon if you win. If you win, you get 4 red zone game tickets. So you and 3 friends checking out the Calgary Stampeders versus the Ticats. You get an exclusive pregame sideline experience, VIP entry, and a meal at the Stamps House. Sarah Crosby from Connect with Sarah Crosby will be on hand, as I will as well, taking in the Calgary Stampeders football action. All you have to do is hop online to qrcalgary.com. It's our online home where you can stream us live anywhere across the globe, find out what we're up to here at the radio station, and of course, enter your code word each and every weekday. The code words, you click on the contests tab at the very top of the page. You'll see the graphic that says the Stamps VIP Night Out. And enter not just the code, but you'll need your pertinent information. But the code word is all key, and that's why you want to enter end zone. Today's code word is end zone. One word, qrcalgary.com, where you can enter all that information. Still on the topic of your Calgary Stampeders, it's time right now for your Calgary Stampeders training camp report.
I'm Mark Steven with your training camp report brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers.
Back to work for the Calgary Stampeders today. It's kind of a strange week. They'll have lots of practice, but no games. They're finished with the preseason. Their next game action is June 7th to open the season at McMahon Stadium. The Stampeders concluded the preseason with a convincing win over the Edmonton Elks on Saturday night. Before we get too carried away with the score, we must acknowledge the different rosters for each team. For the Stampeders, it was a tune-up game featuring multiple veterans. For the Elks, it was the first game for a whole bunch of their players. However, we have to discuss the Vernon Adams-Dominique Rimes combo. They were dynamic all game long when they were in. Obviously, the quarterback and the receiver know each other very well. They had great chemistry with BC a couple of seasons ago. They picked right up where they left off in Vancouver. They'll be a force all season long. Beyond Rimes, I thought receivers Cam Echols and Ishmael Hyman stood out. Adams was very solid during his time at quarterback. P.J. Walker showed strengths at quarterback during the game, but also at times his inexperience. Another aspect of the team's play that caught my eye, low penalty totals. Just 5 in all in the game. For their 2 preseason games, they had just 11 penalties in total. If that pace carries over to the regular season, they'll be well below their totals of last year. And last year, they were in the middle of the pack when it came to penalties in the CFL. I'm Mark Steven, and that's your training camp report brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers.
When news breaks, you'll hear it on QR Calgary First.
People may think it's just folks who are on fixed incomes or Social Security and social services payments. And folks may think it's just the unemployed. And really the story here is you as a Calgarian might just be surprised that your friend and neighbor is using the Calgary Food Bank today.
Breaking news, weather, and traffic. We've got it all on QR Calgary, 770 CHQR.
Be cool, glass coatings.
For keeping those UV rays at bay.
Keeping heat, fading, and glare away.
For sun control and a whole lot more.
With the quality you've been looking for.
Be cool, glass coatings.
Sun control and security.
For home or office, think of the bee.
When you want it done right, it's got to be.
Be cool, glass coatings. Be like the bubble, cool glass coatings.
Lock Surgeon repairs and replaces handles and deadbolts,
door closers and automatic door openers.
Lock Surgeon provides window bars and security gates.
We rekey locks and develop access control systems.
You'll find lock, key, and door hardware solutions at Lock Surgeon.
For in-store and mobile service, find us at locksurgeon.com.
Now is the time to start your spring organizing. Make space for all your treasures and belongings with Sentinel Storage. Create space in your garage, your closets, and your basement. Create space for living. Sentinel Storage has flexible and affordable storage solutions at a location near you. Store belongings you love and need extra space for. Try 4 weeks free. Details at sentinelstorage.ca. Buy Canadian. Store Canadian.
If you or a family member are experiencing a mental health issue, it's not your fault, and you're not alone. Woods Homes is here through it all. Together, let's build good mental health and well-being so children, young people, and their families can thrive in our community. Whether you're struggling with mental health or recovery challenges, or working to heal after experiencing generational trauma or a family crisis, we'll meet you where you're at. Call 403-299-9699 or visit woodshomes.ca.
It's Gord Gillies for Home Instead. Did you know that numerous studies and surveys show that 90% of seniors want to stay in their current homes as long as possible? Home Instead can make that happen, so your mom and dad can live in a place where they're most comfortable. Whether they need help 3 times a week or up to 24 hours a day, Home Instead can provide the help they need. When your elderly loved one needs more care, choose Home Instead as your care partner. Visit homeinsteadcalgary.com.
Hey, honey. Did you see our heating bill this month? Wow.
Don't remind me. We're wasting too much money because of our old windows.
WindowMart is a trusted partner for windows and door replacement projects. Book your free in-home consultation today at windowmart.ca.
Feel the joy of making an impact with the Children's Hospital Lottery. You could win the bonus prize of an incredible truck and RV package or cash. The bonus deadline is June 20th. Get your tickets today.
License 730-858-18+. Play responsibly.
Who's going to Shania Twain on July 5th? Part of the Calgary Stampede Concert Series. Oh, there's his name right there, Sean Westland. Texter number 30 this morning, and more chances to win. You got to be listening. You never know what's going to come up here on The Morning Brew as well. All about your Calgary Stampeders. We've been talking about it with those code words. The code word for today, let me start. Is it end zone? End zone. That's today's code word. It's QRCalgary.com where you enter it. And in case you missed it, yeah, I know you're going to be listening to Connect with Sarah Crosby between 2 and 6. Another chance to get the code word, tell family and friends to listen. And during Sports Talk with Jock, your chance to win your way into the Calgary Stampeders VIP night out. You just need those code words. You can hear them all day long here on QR Calgary.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Tony King. Mainly sunny and 14 at 9 o'clock. King Charles and Queen Camilla will be in Ottawa for a quick two-day visit that will include formally opening the new session of Parliament. Reporter Sarah Ritchie says the King's visit is more than just ceremonial.
This is not a visit of a foreign dignitary to Canada. This is Canada's King coming to be our head of state and to really visibly act as our head of state and open Parliament. And it's a really, I think, powerful statement that's being made by not only the Crown, but also the Government of Canada to assert that sovereignty.
King Charles will read the speech from the throne tomorrow, and QR Calgary will carry that speech live. Wildfire crews were busy on the outskirts of Jasper National Park over the weekend. To the east, a fire southeast of Hinton is out of control near Merkel. An emergency alert last night advised nearby residents to prepare for possible evacuation from their homes. Meanwhile, a fire west of the park boundary near Yellowhead Lake in BC is now under control. There are no fires currently burning within Jasper National Park, but Parks Canada says the fire danger in the area is high. Helicopter and fire crews are on standby. More than 350 homes and businesses in the Jasper town site were destroyed in a wildfire last summer. A group called Alberta